Blessings to you. I'm Rose with Clear Vision Television Ministry, and this is Clear Vision with me. And I'm so happy to be with you today and to be a blessing to you and to see you be blessed and be His blessing. We're here today to learn the Lord's Word on how to live your life in action, to know the presence of God, to know the glory of God, to know the power of God, to know the awesomeness of His ability to do for you and take care of you. So many people don't really understand that God takes care of them and can take care of them and gives care to them. They don't understand that He is their source. He's the only one that's their source. He may use things like a job or a ministry or an attorney or a school or whatever ways on this earth there are. He may use them, but He is the source. He's your only source. And when you learn who He is and who you are in Him, then you learn how to take action on who He is in you. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank You that You reveal Yourself in this message greater than ever before. It's Your Word, Father, we're ministering, and we're ministering it with Your Holy Spirit through our spirit. And I thank You, Father, that those watching are going to hear it and receive it and take action on it. Thank You, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank You so much, Lord. All right, we're going to understand that if you hear something and you think it and you talk about it, you're going to live it. Well, that live part is action part. Whatever you're hearing, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're speaking, you will take action on it. Expectations cause actions. Expectations cause actions. If you expect you're going to have a terrible day, then you start thinking in terms of a terrible day. You start acting as though you're having a terrible day. And the least thing can become the terrible day to you. The least attitude, the least look, the least word that somebody says to you going through a drive-thru to get you a hamburger. They're not having a good day, so they talk bad. And now you are deciding that that's part of your bad action day. And God wants us to know that actions cause great expectations. Just like expectations cause actions, actions cause great expectations. If you take the right action or the wrong action, it will bring expectations. And I've found a lot of people live from confused expectations in their life. They expect something that isn't going to happen, and when it doesn't happen, they're absolutely devastated. Or they expect something to happen that doesn't happen, and at the same time, they're really not sure it's going to happen. Now, this is a lot of round and around sound and talk, but I want you to understand that actions will follow your expectations, and expectations follow actions. It's kind of the two same, they go the same way. If I expect the day to be a bad day, I will act like it's going to be a bad day. If I'm acting like the day is really bad, that's because I'm expecting that. So, expectations with action bring great increase. Expectations with action bring great increase. That's if your expectations are great. I teach people, and I'm teaching you now, first thing every morning, before your feet touch the floor, your precious, precious feet touch the floor from bed, expect the day to be great. and praise the Lord, it will. Thank Him before your feet ever go out of the bed. Say, Father, I thank You today is going to be the greatest day of my life. I thank You today, Father, I praise You, that You're going to reveal Yourself to me greater today than ever before. I thank You, Father, today, that in the name of Your Son, Jesus, He came and He forgave me and shed His blood and used His blood to cleanse me forever. And You, Father, I thank You that You took that blood and used it as ink to sign Your promises. That's what You did. Thank You, Father. That kind of expectation in the morning is going to take the most amazing actions all day. I want you to learn right now who the Lord says He is in Psalm 139. We're going to look at that scripture. O Lord, You have searched me thoroughly and have known me. You know my down-sitting and my uprising. You understand my thoughts afar off. You sift and search out my path and my lying down, and You are acquainted with all my ways. How could God know that? Because He took action on it. He took action to create you. He took action to save you. He takes action to keep you saved, keep you in the blessings of Himself. He takes actions to protect you. He takes actions to honor you, to bring glory in your life, for you to glorify Him. He's continuously taking action on your behalf. God says, there is not a word in your tongue still unuttered, but behold, O Lord, You know it altogether. God knows every word before you ever speak it. He knows every word you're going to say before you ever speak a single word. That's awesome action. Amazing. You've beset me and shut me in behind and before, and You've laid Your hands upon me. Your infinite knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high above me, and I cannot reach it. Where could I go? Where could I go from Your Spirit, or where could I flee from Your presence? See, the Lord is teaching us here with His Word that He never leaves us, never, ever is away from us, because His Spirit is fused into my spirit. His Spirit is fused into your spirit. When you took action to receive Jesus in your heart, God fused His Spirit into your spirit forever. That made you one with Him and made you free and protected and provided for from anything that could ever harm you or come near you to harm you. If I go to heaven, David the psalmist is writing, if I go to heaven, You're there. If I make my bed in the place of the dead, in the pit of hell, behold, You're there. I take the wings of the morning or dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. If even there Your hand shall lead me and Your right hand shall hold me. If you decide you're going to go to hell, and you can decide to go there, God's going to come right there with you. He's going to come right there with you and ask you, are you ready to leave with Him? He's going to take you out of there if you decided to go there. Now, I know there's a whole lot of people going to raise up arms over this one, because we've been taught for years we've got to receive Jesus before our body dies. And I'm here to tell you, God's not a God of three strikes and you're out. He will ask you that final breath time of your spirit. If you haven't received the Lord before your spirit left your body and your body died, then God is going to come right into the pit of hell with you and ask you, are you ready to go out of here with me? That's amazing. That's unlimited God talking. God is not limited. God has no limits. God knows you know His name. He knows you know His name is El Shaddai, God of more, far more than enough. He knows you know His name is Great I Am, because He put that knowledge in you, in your spirit. Your natural mind may not know that, but your spirit knows that. Whether you, the natural-minded man, woman, or child, knows that, your spirit knows that, which means you know that. Glory to God. God went on to say, if the darkness covers you and the light fails to fall on you, even the darkness hides nothing from the Lord. Even the darkness hides nothing from the Lord, because the light of the day and the dark of the night are the same to Him. Darkness and the light are both alike to you. This is Psalms 139:12. Read it. I'm not telling you anything new. I'm just proclaiming this word to you in such a way for you to embrace it and own it and use it in your natural mind and allow the spirit of you, the mind of Christ of you to rule you, to guide you. It goes on to say in verse 13, for you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. God made you, every part of you, your heart, your skin, your bones, your cells, your blood vessels, your hair on your head, your body, the skin on your bones, your organs, blood vessels, your blood. I can't even name the names. He knows the names He made you. And He made every part of you. And He formed you, it says. And He knit you together in your mother's womb. And it says, David says here in this psalm, I will confess and praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful. And I'll praise you for the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. David was saying to Father God, He knows that because He knew God. How did He know God? Because God showed Himself to him. God revealed Himself. That's why we have to remember Ephesians 1 every morning, first before our feet touch the floor of our bed, to say, Father, reveal Yourself. I expect You to reveal Yourself. Thank You that You'll reveal Yourself to me today, greater than ever before. Nothing in this word comes to you except by revelation. We'll cover this back in just a minute. I love you. I want to get on with this message, and you watch the offers on the promo, and then we'll see each other again in a few minutes.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days The Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. For death or life, you are snared with the words of your mouth. That's Proverbs 18:21 and 6:1-2. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859 248-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Praise the Lord. You've watched that great offer there on the screen of your television, and I want you to order, and I'll talk about those two books, 30 Days of Champion in You and This Is It book in a minute, but right now we're going to go on and understand how you are to take action to live the life God wants you to live, because He expects you to live the blessed life that He made you to live, created you to live. And He knows, like we were saying when we broke for a minute there, He knows that you know His name is I Am and El Shaddai, the God of far, far more than enough. Lord God of far, far more than enough. And He expects you to confidently, not just because He says so, which is fine, but He wants you to confidently take action on His Son's name. He expects you to hear Him, trust Him, because He's given us the privilege to trust Him. See, we can't even trust God without the privilege that He's given us to trust Him. So He's given you that privilege, and He's given you the privilege to act in His word that He prospers you. Act in His word that He never deserts you. Act in His word that you know He gives you the privilege to trust Him, to prosper you, and never desert you. That's Psalms 9, 10, and 27, 8. Psalms 9, two places, which we always tell you. God confirms His word with itself. He uses His own word to confirm Himself in two and more places at all times. Every time God increases your hunger for Him, He greater increases filling your trust in Him. Have you noticed that? When you're hungry for God, a lot of people don't realize God made them hungry for Him. He encourages that in us. And then He fulfills by increasing our trust in Him. He fulfills increasing our trust in Him. You can't be hungry for God and have no trust, or stay at the same level of trust. It doesn't matter if you understand this or not. It is what God says. Our understanding and our wisdom of it just helps us to operate in it. But God said it, and He wants us to invest our lives in Him. Invest our lives. You can invest yourself in things or people, but you need to invest yourself in things and people that you'll be happy with, in whether you're one year old or two or 10 or 20 or 100, that you'll be happy with in 5, 20, or 50 years. Invest yourself in those things. And in those things, you'll do very well. Amen? The things of God that you invest yourself in, you'll enjoy the process far more than the proceeds, but you'll live with both. You'll have both. When the goal of making money, having money, the goal of having peace, the goal of being loved, the goal of loving is your goal, you're out of line. Your goal is Him. Your goal is God Himself. He is love. He is joy. He is peace. He is finances. He is healing. He doesn't just have those things for you. He is that. And when your goal is Him, you have all that, like Bartimaeus, the blind man that was by the side of the road. And when he heard that Jesus was coming, he'd heard about Jesus. And when he heard that Jesus was coming, he began to cry out, "Help me, help me." And the disciples and people around said, "Be quiet. Don't yell like that. Don't talk like that." And he kept on, "Help me, help me, help me." And Jesus walked up where he was, and he said, what do you want? And I asked the Lord, I said, Father, why did Jesus ask him that? He knows every word on my tongue in Psalm 139 before I speak. He knew me before he created me. He knew what Bartimaeus wanted. Why did he say to him, what do you want? And Father said to me, Rose, he wanted Bartimaeus to know what he wanted. See, God doesn't need to ask you what you want because he doesn't know. He knows what you want. He wants you to know what you want. And when you speak that to him, you're hearing it. You're hearing yourself say what you want. That's what it's about. It's for you to know what you want. And Bartimaeus said, I want to see. Because Bartimaeus knew if he could see, he wanted to see Jesus. If he could see Jesus, he would get everything else. He would get peace. He would get joy. He would get finances. He would get health. He would get blessings and prosperity. He would get food and clothes. He would get everything if he could see Jesus. And that's what Jesus wanted him to know. What do you want? And he said, I want to see. He meant he wanted to see Jesus. Beloved, it's always great to take action with great I am El Shaddai, the God of far, far more than enough. It's always great to take action knowing that he'll always increase you. It's always great to take action knowing that he, the Lord God, your Lord God, is unlimited. There's no limit to him. There's no limit to God. He's limitless. And when you have God talk, I call it God talk, without God, or you have God acts without God, that's pure outrageousness. James 2:17, Ephesians 1:17, 18 tells us that. And I'm looking over here at this screen of my computer because I have my notes over here to remind me. And I'm thanking God that he's given me the understanding of his word, the knowledge of his word, the wisdom of his word, the revelation of his word at the level that I have it. That doesn't mean I'm never going to go more or have more. It just means I have it at the level I have it. And I am confident that God is taking me and taking this ministry to higher places than I could ever dream or imagine that he had planned before I was ever born. And he's going to take you to those places too. See, you can't go, in your listening to me, you can't go any higher with me than I am already. But so it's critical to me that I'm always accelerating higher with God. That's very important. And I want you to know, great God I am stretches out you. He stretches out and helps you to launch into the deep. When Peter was told, take your nets, Peter, and launch into the deep on the right side of the boat for a catch, unlimited catch. And Peter took one rotten net, not the good nets, not the washed nets, the one rotten net, and just as a courtesy, and dropped it, and the fish ran to the net. It was so many that he had to call on the other disciples to come and help him, and they brought their nets. They had a boatload of fish within no time. And that's what God's asking us to do. Take action and drop your nets. See, do what God says. There may be something in your life that you've been thinking about, oh, how could I do it, or should I do it, or will I do it, or how would God help me do it? You don't think about all that. You don't need to figure that all out. You just do what God said and drop your nets into the deep water because he's right there with you. We're dropping our nets here at this ministry right now into greater, deeper waters than we ever have. And we're expecting a boatload catch of goodness of God and greatness of God and people, for people, with people. I've been with you today for just about 30 minutes is all, but I know there's someone watching that has struggled so long with trusting the Lord, and I want you to thank Him today. You can trust Him because He's given you the privilege to. Get your little book, 30 Days the Champion in You. It's got 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of praise prayers about who you are and who God is and what you have in Him. And then for sure, ask for this book, call, write, email, however you like. This is it, 8 principles of who and how to get to the highest places of God. I love you. I've been with you 30 minutes. It doesn't seem like long enough to me, but I'll see you the next time. And until then, just remember, nothing's too big, too hard, too wonderful. Nothing, nothing too big, too hard, or too wonderful for the Lord. He loves you with all His heart. We'll see you next time.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. For death or life, you are snared with the words of your mouth. That's Proverbs 18:21 and 6:1-2. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762. Or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.